As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. Show me your facts. Show me the law and show me your evidence, please. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove. There's a revolution in the air, baby. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Tuesday, October the 18th. There's three sixes for you right out of the barrel. 2011 2-hour broadcast. We could turn them upside down and go 999 and go to Kane, right? Anyway, 2-hour broadcast to become vocal local. Coming in July, Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is still William Roberts. Always news. Don't know about good news, but we got news. Hard facts, that's for sure. Workable solutions. Well, you're just not going to get any better than this. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com. Again, that's becomevocallocal.com. Engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call that area code 512-904-8014. To join me live on air and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Mark it down. I don't repeat it very often, but your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. BVL host, like become vocal local host, at centurytel, one L there, .net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647, the postal zip zone. Big shout out this morning once again to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com, all carrying the broadcast to their local audiences, and we thank them for doing so. Again, our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals follow the route in equities lower on grim earnings reports. We'll have that in the news basket. The king of beers, king of burgers, missiles that miss, and a Goldman that sucks. Yeah, it's all in the news. Banking money, the original government, so much more. Sir Francis Hutcheson, Dan Schmoot, A.V. Dicey, encyclopedias. I got piles of stuff around us to work with. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Grim news for gold bucks. Gold off $30.80 an ounce at $1,639.90. That's off $283.80 from its recent high on the 6th of September at $1,923.70 in the futures market. This morning, $1,639.90. Maybe it'll go south still more. And the silver off $1.04 at $30.76 a troy ounce. Platinum off $26. Yeah, lots of red ink here. At $1,523. And palladium off $16. At $601 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, a widespread shaping up, over $40. $1,634.90 for a low, $1,676.10 for a high. But at $1,639.90, your gold is still up $271.20 an ounce year to year for a 19.80% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, the London price fixers, they didn't know where to go, so they just threw a dart and it stuck in the board. We'll be back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere. even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, October the 18th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to July, Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, our chat room is can be found at becomevocallocal.com, becomevocallocal.com. Jump into the chat room and engage in the chat, the radio broadcast that happens inside the radio broadcast. And of course, if you'd like to be part of the broadcast, the call in number is 866-841-1065. Yep, things are looking a little bit shaky this morning in the marketplace. Once again, gold off $30.80 an ounce at $1,639.90 as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. But an hour ago, silver off $1.04. At $30.76, platinum off $26 at $15.23, and palladium off $16 at $601 a troy ounce in the spot market. The SPDR gold shares, keep your eyes on that spider on the corner of the web. We've got a very curious date of 11-11-11 in their prospectus, and they've been virtually unchanged for some time at 1,227.51 metric tons. The SPDR gold shares is like in freeze frame, baby. $66.4 billion at these spot prices. However, yesterday, not good. Not good news for the Dow. Closing down 248 at 11,397. The NASDAQ closed down 53 at 2615. The S&P 500 closed down 24 at 1,201. This morning already, the Dow Jones is off 83, the NASDAQ off 19, the S&P 500 off 6, global Dow is off 26, gold is now down 43 at 1,632, Yeah. You got the idea. It's going south today, baby. Anyway, they'll be swimming across the Rio Grande looking for Carlos Slim any moment. Crude oil this morning off 22 cents at $86.16. Of course, it's going further than that. The U.S. dollar index bumps up a little bit, 17 basis points at 77.35, impacting the foreign exchange rates, where we find the Canadian loonie up a fuzzy bit, up 9 basis points at 97 cents U.S. in our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership basket of currencies. The Mexican peso up 15 basis points, and yet now have rounding down at 7 cents U.S. again. The euro off 25 basis points at $1.37. The British pound off 11 basis points at $1.57. And the Swiss franc off 30 basis points at $1.11. Just call it Red Tuesday. All right. That's where it's going. The bond market this morning, the U.S. Treasuries, the yield on the two-year bonded indebtedness at 0.27%, continuing its upward creep. The 10-year benchmark yield at 2.15%, and the 30-year Treasuries are yielding 3.14%. Of course, that impacts the mortgage markets, where this morning we find the 15-year fixed rate national average moving up, continuing this reversal in the trend downward that has followed for so long. This morning, the 15-year mortgages are at 3.46%. These are your fixed-rate mortgages. Certainly my favorite. If you have to take out a mortgage, get the pain over with. Spend half the money or less as you pay ordinarily in interest charges. Just get that loan behind you. The 30-year this morning, not to be outdone, moving up as well from a month ago at 4.18% to 4.19% this morning. Your gold-to-silver ratio stands at 53.34 to 1. It'll take you 53.34 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold. Interesting developments in the LIBOR, the London Interbank Overnight Rate, the three-month LIBOR, is at 0.41% right now. As of a year ago, it was at 0.29%. So the amount of money the banks are charging each other to borrow overnight is going up as well. Everybody's going to try and profit, and they're looking from any source they can find. Into the economic calendar we go. Yesterday, and after the broadcast ended, of course, we got the industrial production numbers and so on and so forth. But last evening, Jeffrey Lacker came out and speak, and then Charles Evans Prosser spoke following that. And we'll go and visit with a Bloomberg article that talks about it. None of the speeches are posted on the Econoday website. This morning, the Goldman store sales is out. The producer price index is out. The Red Book is out. We'll go there. Consumer price index tomorrow. The housing starts will be out as well. Eric Rosengren will speak. Lockhart is going to speak. So I guess all the Fed people are out speaking, trying to figure out what to do next. Of course, the Shalom Bernanke is under attack from all the Republican candidates, and nobody probably wants to take his place. Just let Benny take all the slaps, you know. Anyway, the petroleum status report will be up tomorrow as well as the Beige Book. And then on Thursday, of course, we'll have the jobless claims, the consumer comfort index, the existing home sales, and the rest of the bad news. And on Friday, Janet Yellen from San Francisco Fed, she'll speak as well. So let's look and see what we got here. The Goldman store sales, okay, this is the ICSC Goldman data, are mixed for the October 15th week, showing only a fractional 0.1% gain for the week-to-week comparison, but an outside plus 3.6% rate for the year-on-year comparison against a weak year-ago period. So going into the Halloween and all of the Merchant Man's Holy Day period, things are still very weak. Folks are not going out into the streets by the droves and doing anything other than protesting. The Red Book this morning, similarly, Red Book is indicating weakness for October retail sales. It's 4.6% year-on-year. Same stores rate in October the 15th week is down 0.2 from the prior week year-on-year rate. More directly, the report's data shows a minus 0.6% month-to-month rate so far this month. So I guess candy and costumes and all of that sort of stuff is not going to really bail them out once again. So if you're a retailer out there and you're stocking up on Halloween supplies, you better think twice. Producer price index, headline inflation in September surged at the producer level while the core rate nudged up. That's the producer price index. What is a producer price index? Well, if you happen to run a bakery and you got wheat prices going through the ceiling and flax seed and yeast and everything else, and your electricity and your employees, your gasoline, your diesel and everything else, well, that's the producer's price index. It costs you more to put all those ingredients and stuff in the stuff. And so as a result, your prices have to go up or your profits have to go down or you have to lay off people. And that's what that producer price index is all about. And it's not good news. All right. So let's just jump on to the next article and take a look at these Fed presidents. They differ over the ability to boost growth. You know, you've got two balance scales. You got two pans on the balance scale. We've talked about it before. On the left-hand side, you've got monetary policy, and that's what the Fed can control. And on the right-hand side, you've got the fiscal policy. And if we have the political will in Congress to do so, they could actually do something positive with the political will in Congress to change the fiscal policy, but they don't. They just keep rolling out the retreads. Well, anyway, the Federal Reserve has only got the monetary policy, and Vivian Liu Chen and Joshua Zumbrum report this for Bloomberg. Two Fed Reserve policymakers differed over the central bank's ability to boost growth, with one calling for more action to fight a massive shortfall in employment, and the other saying further steps would probably serve only to stoke inflation. So you got your choice. You can have jobs, or you can have inflation, or you can have both, and that's what's most likely.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals, to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So back into the Bloomberg website here for another little bit and a dab out of this article. Fed differs again. Fed presidents differ over the ability to boost growth. I don't know if this is pornography or what, but they say this, quote, if we sit on our hands as the economy withers relative to our mandate, then we could hit a huge hit. We could take a huge hit to our credibility. Well, that's what they said. Sitting on their hands again. Yeah, let's stop that. Get their preparation H out. You want to keep that up, boys. I'll tell you what. Said Charles Evans, head of the Chicago Fed, invoking the damage to the central bank's reputation during the Great Depression, right? Central bank's reputation. That's stretching it. The Richmond Fed's Jeffrey Lacker said there's little more the Fed can do. Well, God, Jeffrey, we've been telling you that for almost 2 years here. Got to listen to Become Vocal Local more often. Quote, the strength of this recovery is going to be relatively independent of our monetary policy choices. That's right. I mean, they can either increase the amount of money in circulation or decrease it, or they can raise or lower the interest rates, or they can buy or sell more bonds. What else have they got? Anyway, the contrasting views reflect the depth of disagreement on the policymaking. Federal Open Market Committee, and we've talked about that before as we studied the central banking systems, as Fed Chairman Benjamin Shalom, I love Israel, Bernanke, leads the efforts to reduce an unemployment rate stuck near 9%. 2 years after the end of the recession, of course, Benny, if you just use better numbers, go up to shadowstats.com and visit with John Williams for a little while. Maybe you wouldn't be batting zero. You could use the right numbers. You might at least get it in the ballpark. Maybe even, if you're really lucky, take it over the fence. The last two decisions to ease policy drew three dissents, the most opposition in almost 19 years. The two policymakers, in separate speeches yesterday, offered contrasting views of Fed moves so far. Quote, I believe we've done the right thing, close quote, Evans said in a speech in Detroit as the people in Detroit threw shoes at him. Lacker, speaking in Salisbury Steak, Maryland, said he disagreed with the Fed's decision last month to lengthen the maturities of the bonds in his portfolio in a bid to lower long-term interest rates. So they're shuffling around from overnight bonds and treasuries and financial instruments to 2 months and 2 year and 10 year and 20 year and 30 year and 40 year. They're screwed no matter how they cut it. They haven't figured it out yet. The level of disagreement among policymakers is no cause for alarm, however, Lacker said. Scientific uncertainty? Now they're going to try and bring science into this. Economists give science a bad name, doesn't it, when you hook them up with the Federal Reserve bankers? I mean, they are certainly alchemists and magicians, but science? I don't think so. Economists can reach different conclusions, boy, isn't that the truth, based on legitimate scientific uncertainty. Now they're trying to add legitimacy by using the word, scientific uncertainty about the structure of the economy and the current economic conditions, he said. Quote, in my experience as an FOMC participant since 2004, the committee has functioned with an exceptional level of collegiality. It's a good old boys club. It is. They comb each other's beards, right? Bernanke is scheduled to speak about Fed policy today at an event held at the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston. Anyway, out there in Massachusetts land, data released since the September 20 to 21st meeting show that American employers added 103,000 jobs in September. Now, you know, we've got about 3,066 counties in America. You do the math, but I think it works out to what? About 90 jobs per county. Well, in September. Well, it's all right, I guess. Better than poking the eye with a sharp stick. Easing concern the economy is tipping into another recession. Well, it might ease their concerns, but I don't think we ever tipped out of the last one. Retail sales in September rose by the most in 7 months. Of course, it was so low, it was unremarkable. according to the Commerce Department figures. By contrast, confidence among consumers unexpectedly dropped this month, and purchases of new homes declined to a six-month low in August. Well, the article goes on, talks about inflation. I'll let you find it. It's up on Bloomberg. Let's go over here to my favorite whipping boy. You find an article here by Christine Harper off Bloomberg. Goldman Sachs posts third quarter loss. Wow. It's funny what you can do if you have the pencils and the eraser, isn't it? Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. reported its second quarterly loss in 12 years as the firm lost money on investments and revenue from trading, asset management, and securities underwriting declined. Long article here. The third quarter loss of $393 million or 84 cents per share compared with a profit of $1.9 billion or $2.98 a year earlier. It's quite a change. Give them that. And of course, accounting is as accounting is. Profits and losses can be correct, can be constructed. It all depends on how you run your accounts, how you put together your income statements, and how you present the balance sheet. Anyway, the average estimate of 26 analysts surveyed by Bloomberg was for an 11-cent loss per share, with estimates ranging from $1.02 to $1.22 profit. Chairman and Chief Executive Officer Lloyd C. Fine, an old blanky here, blank fine, has tied Goldman Sachs' fortunes to trading, which accounts for 53% of his first half revenue. They're traders, all right. Probably some of the biggest traders in America. And gains on the firm's stakes in companies and real estate, which make up 20%. Declines in assets ranging from equities to mortgage-backed bonds in the third quarter led to lower trading volumes and markdowns of the firm's own investments. The third quarter was a very challenging trading quarter, and subsequent quarters are likely to be a repeat given the current market environment, so there doesn't seem to be any bright light at the end of the tunnel. Any positive comments made regarding the near-term trading environment are unlikely to be believed. And we talked about that before. We talk about goodwill. Goodwill. Yeah, goodwill. It actually has a value. You can assign a value to it. Goldman Sachs has been trying to improve their goodwill or the public opinion of their company for the last 8 months or longer. Goldman Sachs fell to $96 in New York at 7:57 p.m. from $96.90. I guess that's a share yesterday. Anyway, job cuts. The company, which said in July that it planned to cut about 1,000 jobs to reduce annual costs by $1.2 billion. How would you like to be one of those people? Can you imagine you cut 1,000 employees and you save $1.2 billion? These guys aren't getting paid jump change, folks. Said it employed 34,200 people at the end of September, down 1,300 from the end of June. Investing and lending, the segment that includes Goldman Sachs stakes in Industrial and Commercial Bank of China. You might want to browse that one up, plug it into your Google Scroogle dog file or web ferret or start page. Maybe start page could even find it for you. Industrial and Commercial Bank of China Limited. That's one to look at. And Goldman Sachs has a stake in it as well. I guess they're a stakeholder. Kind of like killing the Dracula, right? You hold that row and stake and drive it right into their hearts, as well as holdings by the Special Situations Group. That sounds like a presidential thing. Anyway, run by Jason Brown, reported negative revenues of $2.48 billion. So I guess they're not doing too well there at their Special Situations Group. Goldman Sachs' third quarter revenue fell 60% to $3.59 billion from $8.9 billion a year earlier. That's quite the drop. $5 billion right off the top. Declined 51% from $7.28 billion in the second quarter. The company's book value per common share decreased as well. Trading revenues, and it goes on, talks about all that. Compensation and benefits. Here's the part you're really going to like. Compensation and benefits, the firm's biggest expense, fell 59%. We'll find out more about that right after this.
Information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And, of course, we always love slapping the bankers around. It's kind of like whack-a-mole. You know, you knock one down, another stands up, and that's what's going on here. Anyway, compensation and benefits, the firm's biggest expense, we're talking about Goldman Sachs, fell 59% to $1.58 billion in the third quarter from $3.83 billion in the same period. I guess somebody had to quit getting the expensive haircuts, huh? The amount set aside to pay employees in the first 9 months of the year fell 24% to $10 billion, or enough to pay each employee, get this now, write this one up on your tote board, $292,836. Right? Enough money to pay each employee $292,836. Now, you know the office boy, he ain't getting that kind of change. The guy that runs the Xerox copies in the back room, he ain't getting that kind of money. The guy that cleans out the Johnny Bowls and hands the towel to the banker, he ain't getting that kind of money. So that means that a lot of those employees are getting just one whole hell of a lot more than $292,836 a year, and I guess they could afford a $50,000 automobile. Well, they could probably buy a $355,000 sucked UV if they wanted to. But that compares with $13.1 billion in the first 9 months of 2010, or enough to pay each of the firm's 35,400 employees at that time $370,700 a year. Oh, baby, the window washer ain't making that kind of money. The girl at the front desk, she ain't seeing that either, you know. So that means some of them are really bringing it in, baby. They're bringing it in. Then they're bringing it in by screwing you and me. That's what they do to make their money. They're good screwers and screwees, I guess. Some of the Goldman Sachs rivals have already reported earnings that showed weaker trading revenue, investment banking fees, as global equity indexes fell amid the sovereign debt crisis in Europe. And that's what we're seeing. Goldman Sachs went public in May of 1999. They lost $2.12 billion, or $4.97 per share, in the fourth quarter of 2008 after the markets plunged following the bankruptcy of Lehman Brothers. And, of course, then they turned around and rebounded as a profit, as they received all of that money from the bankers' bailouts that you and I are supposedly on the hook for. Of course, they'll have to squeeze me more than a lemon, baby. Goldman Sachs compensation pool falls 24%, leaving $292,836 per employee. This is another headline article along the same, and you can certainly go there. It's a much shorter article. Let's see what Christine Harper and Michael Moore have to say again. Goldman Sachs Group Inc. set aside $10 billion to pay employees in this year's first 9 months. That's not even the whole year. That's just the first 9 months. Down 24% from the same period last year, compensation expense, which includes salaries, bonuses, stock awards, and benefits, was again the equivalent to $292,836. So I guess the folks over at Bloomberg share their notes. Goldman Sachs is among firms that have been targeted by lower Manhattan protests called Occupy Wall Street that seek to call attention to the income disparity between the wealthiest 1% of the population and everyone else. Related demonstrations took place on four continents over the weekend. 67% of New York City voters, wow, look at this number, support the movement. 67%. How did they figure that out? Well, turned over to Quinnipiac University, and the university did a survey, so they figured that one out already. Goldman Sachs, which set a Wall Street pay record for a securities firm before converting to a bank in response to the financial crisis, may cut compensation for the second year in a row as declining markets sap their trading revenue. And it goes on, talks about J.P. Morgan Chase, also worthy of our scorn. Let's go in and find out a little bit more about the stocks. Stocks, U.S. futures drop on France, Goldman. Goldman seemed to be in the news this morning. Claudia Carpenter and Michael Reagan collaboratively writing this one for Bloomberg, newsy news. European stocks and U.S. index futures fell as Moody's Investors Service signaled that France's A, that's a capital A, two double A, an A double lower, a case A, rating is at risk. And Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. reported a bigger-than-forecast loss. All right, then the French bonds dropped. And if you look at the rest of the marketplace, everything's dropping. Commodities slid as China's economic growth slowed. Big article on that in the browser today. The MSCI All-Country World Index dropped 1.1%. The yield on the French two-year note rose as much as 20 basis points, biggest jump since May. Extra yield investors' demand to hold French 10-year bonds instead of benchmark German bonds surpassed 100 basis points. Get the idea? European debt crisis has left France with less room for maneuver in terms of stretching its balance sheet. Stretching their balance sheet with a lycra or what? Anyway, Moody's said yesterday, U.S. equity futures extended declines after Goldman Sachs reported its second quarterly loss in 12 years. China's economy expanded 9.1% last quarter, trailing the 9.3% forecast in a Bloomberg News survey. Well, Hungary's in the news, too. Getting hungry this morning? Got breakfast on the table all across America. But Hungary seeks a seat among the U.N. powerful for their unsung role in Libya. You like that? Hungary, right? Couldn't even find it on a map. Hungary. Hungarian George. Flavia Krauss-Jackson writing this one. In Libya, as a revolt against Muammar Gaddafi's four-decade regime turned dangerous, Hungarian diplomats did what most others didn't do. They stuck around. When everyone else left, we stayed, said Kassaba Karosi, Hungary's ambassador to the United Nations in an interview, quote, we tried to be a bridge builder, even between the two sides. You know, trying to be a bridge builder. Yeah. Long after the U.S., U.K., and France shut down their embassies, evacuated their staff, and rushed to get their citizens out of Libya, Hungary kept a presence in the capital of Tripoli. It became the diplomat of last resort for some 50 absent governments throughout the seven-month conflict, which is not over yet, by the way. Among its successes was securing the release of four foreign journalists, two Americans, one Spanish, one British. In August, the Hungarian embassy even managed to get Talitha Van Zon, a former Dutch model. Did somebody do that one up? Let's figure out what Talitha Van Zon, Z-O-N, Van Zon looks like. Drop it in the chat room there. Let's take a look at her picture. A former Dutch model. I was kind of interested in that Dutch porn. Kind of titillating. And a one-time girlfriend of Gaddafi's son, Mutasim, out of the country after she jumped from the balcony of a Tripoli hotel trying to escape. Babe, superwoman, man. Let's see what this one looks like. Talitha Van Zon. She's probably stunning. Anyway, the tightest race will be for the Eastern European seat. Hungary's reward for such steadfastness could be a seat on the 15-member Security Council. Of course, you know, Barry the usurper went over there and spoke before them, the first U.S. quote-unquote president, the usurper, ever to speak before him. But they're the U.N.'s most powerful body. U.N. members are scheduled to vote on October the 21st for the new five council members who will serve two-year terms. The tightest race will be for the Eastern European seat, sought also by Azerbaijan and Slovenia, to replace the nations of Bosnia and Herzegovina. Herzegovina. Wow. I wonder if their mother knows they're using that name. Hungary, an imperial power before World War I, there was a king, and a Soviet satellite until late in the 1980s, had no vested interest in the North of African country, Kurosi said. Yet when the Libyan uprisings began in February, Hungary, then the head of the rotating European Union presidency, remember that guy? Can we even remember his name? Felt duty-bound not to leave. Others fled and so on and so forth. So that's the article. All right, Hungary is trying to make a name for themselves, get a little bit of time in the sunshine up there. Well, Raytheon, they've really blown it this time. Missiles that miss. Well, here's one. Raytheon, we're trying to find some way of getting rid of some of the $650 billion bloated military budget. Well, Raytheon anti-missile warhead has a guidance flaw, MDA says. That would be your missile defense agency. Tony Capaccio stepping out on his own with this one for Bloomberg yesterday afternoon. The latest model of a Raytheon company RTN anti-missile warhead failed in the final seconds of a $300 million flight test last December because of a guidance error. Seems like it's kind of a tradition in government. They're all lacking guidance. Anyway, according to the U.S. Missile Defense Agency, the warhead successfully selected the correct target, but a guidance error occurred in the final seconds before the planned intercept, said MDA spokesman Richard Lenner in an email statement. So it's kind of like shotguns and hand grenades and all those sort of things. You know, you pretty well do have to hit your mark. Anyway, the guidance system had a fault related to outer space-related dynamic environments. In other words, once they took it off the bench, it wouldn't work.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics.
Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the Rebel Path. Sundays.
And back to the Raytheon anti-missile warhead, blah, 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 boom. I'll tell you, that Qaddafi fella, he sure picked a sweet girlfriend. There's an advantage to being in the chat room, folks. You might want to jump in there at becomevocallocal.com. Quite the looker that he was hanging out with there. Anyway, good for the Hungarians for getting her out of harm's way. And she jumped from a second story, I bet they... She jumped from a second-story balcony. They didn't even say a second story. She just jumped out of a window someplace. I can imagine that the Libyans were breaking their legs trying to get underneath her to catch her as she fell to the ground. What an angel falling out of a window. Raytheon anti-missile warhead, again, has a guidance flaw. You know, you kind of have to hit the target. These things are not cheap. They spent $300 million for a flight test, and, well, it had a guidance error. Anyway, the guidance system had a fault related to outer space-related dynamic movements, you know, like going up and going across and, you know, that sort of thing, wind and all that sort of things. Anyway, it was something that occurred only in space and was not identifiable during the pre-flight ground testing. It looked pretty good when it was sitting on the bench. Boy, when they fired it off, well, it just crapped out. The MDA statement announced the general findings of a months-long failure review board investigating the December the 15th intercept attempt, the second consecutive failure last year that's halted additional flight tests and final assembly of at least seven additional warheads at Raytheon's Tucson, Arizona plant. This is what we're paying for, folks. This is what we're paying for, all right? Big money. This is not small change. 10 of the new warheads are in U.S. silos as the key weapon in a $35 billion ground-based missile defense system intended to intercept a small number of missiles if they were fired at the U.S. by North Korea or Iran. Whoops. Well, they were intended to intercept a small number of missiles, and they'll hit a very small number of missiles if they're lucky and just accidentally collide with one of a small number of missiles. If those missiles were fired by North Korea or Iran. And we put $35 billion and put these things in silos. Wow. Anyway, 21st generation warheads, that's the problem. See, it's Generation X. No, no, you're going to want to go back to Generation A. And don't ask me about Generation Y. 21st generation warheads on interceptors in Alaska and California do not have this design issue. Wow. Commendable job. I want to talk about being the best money, best government money can buy. Well, here's Ohio Republican Representative Michael Turner, the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee Missile Defense Panel, said in an email, the MDA has done a commendable job diagnosing the problem. What are they going to do about the $35 billion that we spend for these ground-based missile defense systems in silos that can't hit their target? There, Michael Turner, Republican. Anyway, if MDA can achieve the flight test sooner, it should, he said. I would say so. At that point, you can. It's like having your pants down, your guard down. You know, it's like standing there on duty with your rifle unarmed. You know, it's like no rounds in the chamber. It should then return to warhead production. Maybe you should just cancel it. You know, just give the contract to somebody that's really serious. Raytheon spokesman John Patterson referred all questions to the MDA. That's your missile defense agency. Jessica Carlton, a spokeswoman for Boeing, which manages the overall ground-based system, said the company has worked closely with the Missile Defense Association, or agency, and has high confidence in the failure findings. In other words, they're damn sure they're right, that these things are wrong and they don't work. All right? Boeing continues to work closely with our customer and our industry teammates on the design solution and getting back to flight, she said in an emailed statement. Extensive ground testing. No, no, we want to try them in space. They don't work in the space. They work fine at the bench, all right? And modeling have demonstrated with high confidence the source of the failure. Yeah. They don't work. I got a chainsaw like that, several of them actually, and a couple of weed eaters. They don't work, all right? They don't work. I know they work on those sort of things, but they don't work. Spend all the time and energy on them. They still don't work. That's when you need to go get a better design. There's no indication of any quality control problem as the cause, they said. A missing lock wire on a thruster caused a January 2010 failure, MDA told congressional defense committees. Well, yeah, a bunion on your toe could hurt too, but what has it got to do with this? Raytheon's kill vehicle, is a $30 million, 120-pound or a 54-kilogram spacecraft about the length of a broomstick. $30 million. It looks like a telescope mounted on a pack of propane gas cylinders. $30 million. Looks like a broomstick. Well, it's the length of a broomstick. Looks like a telescope mounted on a pack of propane cylinders. Probably is. Anyway, it's supposed to pick out a target amid decoys and debris and smash into it while flying at a combined closing speed of 6.2 miles a second. It has no explosive. The collision alone would do the damage. It's a kill vehicle. Looks like a telescope mounted on a pack of propane cylinders. About the length of a broomstick. $30 million. And it doesn't work. Boy, want some of that contract? Raytheon warhead deliveries remain halted until after the non-intercept test. In our experience, design issues similar to the one encountered here are significant and usually require a fair amount of time to understand, correct, and revalidate, the GAO missile defense analyst Christina Chaplin said in an emailed statement. So that's where your money's going, folks. That's where your money's going for broomsticks that don't hit the target and don't explode. It's kind of like, you know, the guy that was in the airplane with the shoes trying to light his shoes on fire. The other guy that was trying to light his jockey briefs on fire. Yeah, they should work, get a job working for Raytheon, come up with a $30 million contract. Bob Ivery, Hugh Sun, and Christine Harbor collaboratively get together and write this one. Regulators split over the Bank of America's Merrill derivative shift. Well, we're not split over it. It's got to go. BOA, Bank of America, hit by a credit downgrade last month, has moved derivatives from its Merrill Lynch unit to a subsidiary flush with insured deposits. That'd be some FDIC thing, right? According to people with direct knowledge of the situation, speaking anonymously from behind the screen. The Federal Reserve and the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation disagree over the transfers which are being requested by counterparties, said the people, who asked to remain anonymous because they weren't authorized to speak publicly. So we can only take this as hearsay. The Fed has signaled that it favors moving the derivatives to give relief to the bank holding company. Remember we talked about holding companies and how important they were? You have just a minority stock interest in lots of companies and yet control them all. A bank holding company. Well, the FDIC, which would have to pay off depositors in the event of a bank failure, is objecting, said the people. The bank doesn't believe regulatory approval is needed, said people with knowledge of its position. So they're rated on two different sides, and they've got a real sticky wicket. Right? 3 years after the taxpayers rescued some of the biggest U.S. lenders, regulators are yet grappling with how to protect the FDIC-insured bank accounts from risk generated by investment banking operations. Well, dust off that old Glass-Steagall Act and let's get it up there. You know, Dodd-Frank, bye-bye. Bank of America, which got a $45 billion bailout during the financial crisis, had $1.04 trillion in deposits as of mid-year, ranking it second among U.S. firms. Too big to fail? You got $1.04 trillion in deposits. We gave them $45 billion more. Well, anyway, that's how that goes. The concern is that there's always an enormous temptation to dump the losers on the insured institution, said William Black, professor of economics and law at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, and a former bank regulator. Quote, we should have fairly tight restrictions on that. There's a lot of problems out there in the banking system, and it ain't going away. Derivatives are financial instruments used to hedge risks or for speculation. They derived from stocks, bonds, loans, currencies, and commodities, or linked to specific events such as changes in the weather or interest rates. Changes in the weather? There hasn't been a natural weather pattern in 10 years. But the derivatives are linked to specific events like that, or interest rates. So I guess they're tied in with the monetary policy over at the Fed. Derivatives, financial instruments used to hedge risks or for speculation. It's nice to find a good definition from time to time. Thanks, Bloomberg.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. teamspeak.cc. Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to Red Ink Tuesday, October the 18th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming in July, Mondays through Fridays, we do, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, you can find all of our archives carefully stashed away and neatly archived for you there at oraclebroadcasting.com. You can find our chat room over at becomevocallocal.com and engage in all the light and hearty banter going on in there. And or you can call in throughout the broadcast at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. Back to the news. Closing out the news on this article, rather a lengthy article. Rather interesting, too. Illuminating. Billionaire dethrones the kings in beer and burgers. This one by Fabiola Moura. Writing for Bloomberg. All by herself out there, Fabiola. Anyway, the Burger King hamburger chain made a dramatic decision in August. It dethroned the king, the mascot who had danced through its advertising in various guises for more than 50 years. I thought that Prince Charles owned Burger King, but I guess I must have been misled. The marketing move was made by the struggling company's new management, appointed after it was taken private in 2010. I think that's when it happened. That's when King, Charles got out of the being the Burger King, by 3G Capital Inc., a New York-based investment firm with roots in Brazil. Brazil, it's on the news this morning. The takeover of Burger King Holdings Incorporated by 3G Capital means the chain has a new monarch, Jorge Paulo Lemon. He's a real lemon. He's the founder of 3G. Lemon, 72, is an iconic figure in Brazilian finance. In 1971, when Brazil was under military rule, he founded the country's first modern investment bank. Why is it always these investment bankers? The Banco de Investimentos Garantia S.A. My God, he's got a good name. It's catchy, too. Bloomberg Markets Magazine reports in its November issue, in subsequent decades, he emerged as one of Brazil's most prolific deal makers. He likes to make the deal. Lemon's biggest transaction was the $52 billion 2008 takeover of Anheuser-Busch Company by InBev NV. Yeah, go out there and wave your flag. Drink those tall, what do they call them, long necks? Budweiser's? Yeah. Anheuser-Busch, the Busch beer, the animal beer, and all the rest of it, InBev NV. All right. InBev was itself formed from Belgium's Interbrew SA and Brazil's Kia, I don't know how to pronounce Spanish, Kia de Bebidas das Americas, or AmBev. I like that one. That one goes, all right, AmBev. So we got InBev and we got AmBev. The biggest beer maker in South America and the source of much of Lemon's fortune. He knows how to squeeze the lemons, baby. His stake in Anheuser-Busch InBev NV ABI alone was valued at $8.9 billion as of mid-September, according to the data compiled by Bloomberg. Burger King and his other holdings would add several billion more. So we've got a real king here in the Burger King. And, AB and InBev is the world's largest beer maker with more than 200 brands. Right, so you go to the beer counter, you go to your local package store, and you look at all that beer up there. Ask yourself, are they really different? Or is it just the same company with more than 200 brands you'll never know, including Budweiser, the best-selling beer in the U.S., Brahma, and Skol, the leading beers in Brazil, Beck's, Stella Artois, when he founded Anheuser-Busch in the 19th century, Adolf Busch labeled his brew the King of Beers, a slogan that still appears on some of the Budweiser packaging. King of Beers and King of Burgers. We'll be right back.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
I know, I just like these articles. I don't know, they kind of, you know, just inspire me to greater things, I suppose. Anyway, new management culture. One of Lemon's admirers is the oil and mining magnate Ike Batista, who's the richest man in Brazil, according to Bloomberg data. I'll rush out there and get one of them Burger Kings. Jorge Paulo created a whole management culture in Brazil that is extraordinary. Batista, 54, says, quote, he motivated people by letting them share the profits. Aggressive, but that leads to results. Lemon is a reclusive. He gave his last media interview in 2008 and declined to be interviewed for this story, as did his two longtime business partners, Marcel Ehrman Telles and Carlos Alberto de Vega Sicupira. I don't know, sounds like Italian mafia to me, but anyway, they're probably just Brazilian mafia mob bosses. Together, the three men run 3G, three gangsters maybe, and Sticking AK, a Netherlands-based firm that has a controlling stake in the Anheuser-Busch InBev over in the Netherlands. Yeah, that's right. Through 3G and other private companies, they also own stakes in Rio de Janeiro-based retailer Lojasa Monacanas, lame four. You find that one on the stock exchange, lame four. Sao Paulo-based San Carlos Empredimentos e Participaciones, that's SCAR 3. Lame 4 and SCAR 3. This has got to be a mob organization. A real estate company and Jacksonville, Florida-based CSX Corporation, one of the biggest U.S. freight rail companies. CSX. How many times you've been sitting there waiting for the train to go by and you see car after car after car with CSX on the side of it? Well, here's the mob for you. Why don't you just go ahead and pop open another Budweiser and help yourself. Get it, you know, get it your way. Have a nice Burger King burger. They're not about beer, says Tom Pirko, founder and president of Bevmark LLC, an advisor to the food and beverage industries. And they're not about hamburgers. They're about money. Money, 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 baby. They know how to cut costs. So if you think those cheap hamburgers were cheap, just wait, because they know how to very aggressively push something. That's the quote. They know how to cut gas. They know how to very aggressively push something. I wonder what they're pushing on you and me. Lemon and his partners are known for their tough management style. Go ahead, break his kneecaps. That was felt right away at Burger King, God help us all, which they bought for $24 a share from the Texas-based private equity firm TPG Capital and other investors and took private in October of 2010. At the time it was acquired, the company was a distant third in revenues and profits behind its competitors, McDonald's Corporation and Wendy's. I'll pass on the easy one there. And losing ground. Bernardo Hees, a former chief operating officer at the All-American Latina Logistica, SAL, all three. So we got SCAR 3, LAME 4, and all three. You get it? And these three guys run it all. A firm, Lemon and his partners once controlled, was named chief executive officer and quickly cut hundreds of jobs. Gonna have it your way? Don't think so. You're out of here. Most of the board members resigned, and the new management ended the company's relationship with ad agency Crispin Porter and Boguski, LLC, and then deposed the King mascot. Kicked the King out of Burger King. So now it's just Burger. I mean, Burger. Burger and old the King. All right? Pinko, or Perko, doesn't think it's a coincidence that Lemon and his partners first took control of a beverage company and then a restaurant chain. Why not? Hell yeah, man. Some burgers and some beer. Some beer and some burgers. So first they cornered the beer, now they got the burgers. In April, Burger King signed up PepsiCo as the exclusive soft drink provider for its restaurants in Latin America and the Caribbean. Ambev is the producer and the distributor of Pepsi products in Brazil. All right? Imagine they're going to be serving some Brazilian beef down there. And these burgers might even taste halfway decent if they could hold the pink slime sauce. Hees has told investors and analysts that his plan to make Burger King a top brand in Latin America during the next 5 years. He wants to open 1,000 restaurants in Brazil alone. Remember, McDonald's is opening 1,000 a day in China. Or maybe it was 100. All that confusion, all that excitement, I lost track. Is that 5 shots? Or was it 6? The lucky punk? Go ahead. Anyway, Swiss father, Lemon, the son of a Swiss businessman who emigrated to Brazil. Nobody tells us why he emigrated to Brazil. But anyway, he was a tennis pro before he moved into finance. He was Brazil's top-ranked player 5 times from 1960 to 1972, according to the Brazilian Tennis Federation. He competed in the Davis Cup in 1962 for Switzerland. He holds dual citizenship and for Brazil in 1973. So this is a dual citizen Swiss-Brazilian. While pursuing his tennis career, come on, we don't need that. Well, yeah, why not? He attended Harvard University, receiving a degree in economics in 1961. And then he continues and he makes a big deal for himself. Modeled on Goldman, his new bank here, the bank survived. After 10 years at various firms, Lemon founded investment bank Garantia in 1971. The military was running the government at the time. The markets were volatile. Weeks after Lehman, then 32, founded his firm, the Brazilian stock market fell 60%, and Lehman's bank lost almost all of its capital, but the bank survived. With Lehman trying to fashion it after big Wall Street firms such as Goldman Sachs Group, says Jose Olimpio Pereira, who started his career at Garantia in 1985 as an investment analyst and left in 1998 as the head of corporate finance. He's now the chief investment banking for Credit Suisse Group AG in Brazil. Wow. Garantia was a paradise for the ambitious entrepreneurial people. This virus of the Garantia culture infected the Brazilian corporate world. It is amazing the number of businessmen I work with who admire the Garantia model. So he's doing pretty good. Maybe he's going to improve the hamburgers. I don't know. Hard to say. But a little bit further here. Fraga is an admirer. Another is Armino Fraga, chief economist at the Garantia from 85 to 88, and went on to become the head of Brazil's central bank. From 1999 to 2002, Fraga is now the chairman of Sao Paulo's-based BM&F Bova Spa SA, the operator of Latin America's biggest stock exchange. Guy walks with big friends, doesn't he? He's always led by example, Fraga says. It was clearly a meritocracy, capable of attracting and keeping people with great talents and energy. All right? So it's not just everybody can play and everybody can win. You hang around these guys, you better perform, bud. Perform, you know? I said, collect that loan, and they did. Garantia landed assignments helping multinationals such as Colgate-Palmolive and Philip Morris, both based in New York, and so on and so forth. Interbrew and Ambev, they went on to found an investment firm called GP Investimentos. Sounds almost like a condiment, which they sold in 2004 so they could concentrate their energies on the $11 billion merger of Belgium's Interbrew and Brazil's Ambev. Well, that's that story.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the medals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website, again, is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Now, with the Oracle Broadcasting Android application, you can take Oracle with you on the go. Download the app at OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know, as the folklore goes here in southwest Missouri, in the early days of the Walmart company, when Sam Walton was just getting underway, he used to drive from one store to the other in his old blue pickup truck, wore ordinary clothes, you know, just like a regular feller. He'd even stand around in the stores and help the customers select items from the store. That was back when everything basically in Walmart was made in America. Now it's all made in China. All a bunch of cheap Chinese plastic crap. Anyway, but this kind of, you know, maybe our star here, Lemon, went to the Sam Walton School, and it paid off for him, really. Again, former colleagues say that Lemon is a frugal executive who prizes simplicity. He doesn't drive sports cars or collect expensive art, friends say. All that was not part of the guarantee of culture, the showing off, the high profile. The austere lifestyle paid off on one particular day in the mid-1980s. Lemon was driving his Volkswagen to a beach in Rio and stopped for gas, according to Claudito Haddad, president of the INSPER Institute for Education and Research in Sao Paulo, and a former CEO of Garantia. As Lemon was pumping gas, bandits rolled up to rob the place, completely overlooking the billionaire in their midst. Since he was dressed casually and had an old Passat, Volkswagen Passat, they thought he was a nobody, Haddad says. On a current story, Lemon's three children by his current wife, I guess he's been around, had a closer call in 1999. A chauffeur was driving them to school in an armored car when kidnappers waylaid them on a Sao Paulo street. Eight gunshots at close range penetrated the windows, wounding the chauffeur in his arm. He sped off and the children escaped. Well, since then, Lemon and his wife, Suzanne, have divided their time between Switzerland and Brazil, and Lemon has made few public appearances save for charity events, and on those occasions, the still tennis-slim billionaire eats and drinks little. The beer and the burgers his companies sell are strictly for the customers. Interesting story. You can find it on Bloomberg. You know, we like to look at the entrepreneurs from time to time. We do need to be the solution, you know? It's the kind of stuff that made America tick. Let's go back to some more stuff that made America tick. From The Invisible Government by Dan Smoot. Share a little bit out of this with you from the Americanist Library. And this was published back in copyright in 1962 by Dan Smoot. And I have a 1962 first edition paperback in front of me, open on the table here. America was founded, populated, and developed by people seeking escape from oppressive governments in Europe. All right? Now, our own leaders ask us to give up the freedom and the independence which our forebears won for us with blood and toil and valorous devotion to high ideals to become subjects in a governmental system that would inevitably be more tyrannical than any which our forefathers rebelled against or any that presently exist. 1962. As it was in the beginning, so it will be in the end. Not much has changed during my life. If the world government included the despotic and oligarchic and militaristic and feudalistic and primitive systems of Asia, the Middle East, Africa, and Latin America, it would necessarily become the bloodiest and the most oppressive tyranny the world has ever known. Nowadays, when two or more nations amalgamate their economic, political, and social systems, they necessarily take the lowest common denominator of freedom rather than the highest. In fact, they must take something lower than the lowest. The Union government will be more restrictive than the government of any of the nations which formed the Union. You with me? And we're in Libya, Tunisia, Syria, Israel, Egypt, Sudan, God only knows how many others, Afghan, Iraq, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, sounds like a Stevie Wonder song. Anyway, this will be true of any supranational government that the United States might get into. The Union will not extend American freedom to other nations. It will extend to all nations in the Union the most restrictive controls of the most oppressive government which enters the Union. And so with the cancer of Israel in our midst, you know, it'll just be waging war by deception. We go down to the lowest of the lowest common denominator, and we all screw on our yarmulkes and read the Talmud. Be a bunch of rabbis, rabbinates, you know, rabid dogs. Anyway, white phosphorus, hey, it could come to a town near you. Being because the American principle of federalism has been discarded by the quote-unquote liberals, he says here, who manage our national affairs, and American federalism is the only political principle ever to exist in the history of the world that can make individual human freedom possible in a federation of states. Hardcore American communists know, and some admit, that any move toward American membership in any kind of a supranational government is a move toward the Soviet objective of a one-world socialist dictatorship. But all other American advocates of international union claim their schemes are intended to repeat and extend the marvelous achievement of the 13 American states, which by forming a political union created a free and powerful nation. All United States advocates of any kind of world government point to the founding of America. 13 sovereign states, each one proud and nationalistic, all with special interests that were divergent from or in conflict with the interests of the others, yet they managed to surrender enough sovereignty to join a federal union, which gave the united strength of all, while retaining the individuality and freedom of each. How's that working out for us, folks? The 13 American states in forming a federal union did not take the lowest common denominator of freedom. They took the highest and elevated that. The American principle of federalism, indeed the whole American constitutional system, grew out of the philosophical doctrine, or rather the statement of faith, which Jefferson wrote into the Declaration of Independence. Remember Americanism, okay, federalism, whenever we're looking into isms. I mean, there are certain words like aphorism where this doesn't apply. But whenever you're looking at these various isms, it does its best to go in and dig in and find the founder. And if you can find the founder, you can oftentimes find their faith statement. And here in the words of Dan Smoot, we have got an exact parallel, second witness to what I've been sharing with you. I'll say it again. The American principle of federalism, indeed the whole American constitutional system, grew out of the philosophical doctrine. Here we are at the home of philosophical radicalism, or rather, the statement of faith, which Jefferson wrote into the Declaration of Independence, that all men are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. But here, even Dan Smoot misquotes it and says inalienable rights. And that's just a flat error. Men get their rights from God, not from government. Government, a man-made creature, has nothing except what it takes from God-created men. Government can give the people nothing that has not first taken away from them. Hence, if a man is to remain free, he must have a government which will play a very limited and negative role in his private affairs. The United States is the only nation ever whose institutions and organic law, remember the four organic documents, an organic law were founded on this principle. The United Nations Declaration of Human Rights, the Constitution of the Soviet Union, and the written and unwritten constitutions of every other nation in the world are all built on a political principle exactly opposite in meaning to the basic principle of Americanism. That is, the Constitution of the Soviet Union and of every UN agency and of all other nations specify a large number of rights and privileges which citizens should have, could have, would have had, if possible, and which government will grant them if government can and if government thinks it's proper. Remember, whatever the United Nations offers in their Universal Declaration of Human Rights, it takes away when you object.
OracleBroadcasting.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And a little bit further with Dan Smoot here, then we're going to jump back into more on Francis Hutcheson, but just continuing along. This negative, restricted role, what are we talking about? Negative, restricted role. You know, I advocate the restoration of a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. It's that constitutionally limited that's so important. It's this negative, restricted role of the federal government. And this assumption that God, not government, is the source of man's rights and privileges are clearly stated in the preamble to our Constitution. Of course, it's the laws of nature and nature's God. That they say here. The preamble says that this Constitution, as I carefully turn the pages in this very ancient paperback, is being ordained and established not to grant liberties to the people, but to secure the liberties which the people already had before the government was ever formed, as blessings, the essence of the American constitutional system, which made freedom in a federal union possible, is clearly stated in the first sentence of the Articles of Constitution and in the last article, the Tenth Amendment of our Bill of Rights. The first article of our Constitution begins with the phrase, "All legislative powers herein granted." That obviously meant the federal government had no powers which were not granted to it by the Constitution. The Tenth Amendment restates the same thing with emphasis. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Governments don't give us our rights. We give them their duties and their responsibilities, and we forgot that in a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, all of the people that are in government are representatives. Right? And originally, we sent all of our representatives out with instructions, but we went the way of the English on that one, and we quit sending them out with instructions. Well, if you don't tell your children to be in before dark, can you blame them if they're not back until morning? If you don't pay attention to what they're doing, is it any surprise if you discover later that they hung the neighbor's cat? Now, from the idea of right, back into some more wisdom, I think the words, the pursuit of happiness, can find their way back to here, maybe others as well. I'm not going to close the window on that. My study's not finished. I'll continue studying it for a long time. I'm always very interested when I come into this phraseology in the political science and legal studies, wherever we start talking about happiness, that rather specious thing. But from the idea of right, again, capital I, right, idea, capital R, right, Francis Hutcheson, in inquiring to the original of our ideas of beauty and virtue, this is written prior to our founding. Benjamin Franklin was very well aware of Mr. Hutcheson, by the way, Dr. Benny. From the idea of right as above explained, we must necessarily conclude, quote, that there can be no right or limitation of right inconsistent with or opposite to the greatest public, P-U-B-L-I-C-K, capital G, good, public good, the greatest good of the greatest number, the greatest happiness principle. And therefore, in capital C cases of extreme capital N necessity, when you look at the Declaration and other documents, the Constitution, you see all these unusual capitalizations. Well, Francis Hutcheson was big on that. He capitalized everything important in every sentence that he wrote. Just capitalize it. Draw it to your attention. And therefore, And therefore, in cases of extreme necessity, when the state cannot otherwise be preserved from ruin, it must certainly be just, capital J, and good, capital G, in limited governors, constitutionally limited. Republican form, what is the Republican form? It means it's not a monarchy. It has a constitution, and the constitution in our case is written, and it's written in such a way to limit the governors, or in any other person, capital P, who can do it, to use the capital F force of the capital S state for its own preservation, beyond the limits fixed by the Constitution. The Constitution clearly says that, you know, acts of rebellion or treason apply the force of government. And so that's why we knew that it was going to be nothing but bad news when government gave itself, without any input from you or I, the Patriot Act and established the Department of Homeland Security. And they're waging a war on terrorism, and as we all know from Hal Anthony's research, that terrorism is a system of government that rules by fear, intimidation, and dread, and that's exactly what we have, a terroristic state in our midst, by coup d'etat. Continuing, dropping down a little bit further. And on the other hand, when an equal necessity to avoid ruin requires it, the subjects may justly resume the powers ordinarily lodged in their governors. So we're right into the Declaration. You know, when a government becomes abusive of these ends, it's not only our right, but it's our duty to throw off such a government and institute a new one. But we're not supposed to do that for light and transient reasons. So we go, you know, a mile, we walk a mile with, you know, the government, and then we walk another mile beyond. by gosh, there comes an end, you know, of our patience somewhere, and it's at that time that we can throw these batards out. This privilege of flagrant necessity we all allow in deference or in defense of the most perfect private rights. Again, the privilege of flagrant necessity. And if public rights are of more extensive importance, so are the public necessities. These necessities must be very grievous and flagrant. Otherwise, they can never overbalance the evils of violating a tolerable constitution by an arbitrary act of power. Violating, you know, if you say it another way, from Franklin, that a people who are willing to sacrifice their essential liberty for temporary security deserve neither their safety nor their security. Of course, we know from Agenda 21, Chapter 7.59, that there, since 1992, has been the promotion of a culture of safety. It's a safety cult. And so we're being asked to run after safety and give up our liberty, which is something short of stupid. But a lot of people do it. You know, it's Boy Scout motto, all about preparedness, right? These necessities must be very grievous and flagrant. Otherwise, they can never overbalance the evils of violating a tolerable constitution by an arbitrary act of power, on the one hand, or by an insurrection or civil war on the other. So we're always in a state of balance. Our government ought to be looking at the Constitution, as Ron Paul does, and saying, hey, wait a minute, this is the guidestone, this is the book. And then we, the people, need to be looking at the government and saying, well, they are no better than we are, and they're no worse. Maybe we need to do a checkup from the neck up before we go in there and hang all the batards. Maybe we need to write our own ship of state. No person or state can be happy where they do not think their important rights are secured from the cruelty, the avarice, the ambition, or the caprice of their governors. There can be no pursuit of happiness in a state such as ours today, where even saying this on air now, apparently, you know, could be even greater risk to me personally. But again, no person or state can be happy where they do not think their important rights are secured from the cruelty, the avarice, the ambition, or the caprice of their governors. Nor can any magistrate be safe or effectual for the ends of the institution where there are frequent terrors or insurrections. No mortal can have a right from his superior wisdom or goodness or any other quality to give laws to others without their consent, express or tacit, or to dispose of the fruits of their labors, or for any other right whatsoever, and therefore superior wisdom or goodness gives no right to men to govern others. We have no right to govern one another. We have to consent. It's all based on voluntary compliance. And if we, the people, resist that, and we do not give our assent, and we become vocal local, and we're no longer just a bunch of silent sheep, and we have no ram amongst us, then we'll just let the coyote eat the young. Why not? What the hell? By then, with relation to the deity, supposed omniscient and benevolent and secure from indigence, and the ordinary cause of injuries toward others, it must be amiable in such a being to, and that's capital B being, it's capital D deity, to assume the government of weak, inconstant creatures, often misled by selfishness, and to give them laws. To these laws, every mortal should submit from public love, as being contrived for the good of the whole, and for the greatest private good, consistent with it. Where do these come from? Not from man, not man one against man. This is out of the natural law, the laws of nature, nature God, written on the very hearts and minds of man, as if by the finger of the Creator of the universe. We'll be right back.
Did
you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous sticker.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey America, it's your old friend W here. Do not tune into Truth Frequency Radio with Chris and Sherry every Saturday at 10 p.m. Central here on Oracle Broadcasting. Otherwise, the terrorists win.
So here in this section of the second treatise in section 7, page 196 of this excellent book, an inquiry into the original of our ideas of beauty and virtue, the revised edition by, authored by Francis Hutcheson, from so long ago, Liberty Fund Books, they really put it out for you. If you want to get the Natural Law series, there's a bunch of them. Liberty Fund Incorporated, just type it into your browser. They're at 8335 Allison Point Trail, Suite 300 in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good people. They've been absorbed by the University of Chicago Press, so I don't know how much longer we'll have access to this quality of material, but I hope they do persist and continue. I value all of the books I've received from Liberty Fund. Certainly, this is some of the best material. These are the things that have gone out of out of print, out of circulation, and if it weren't for book publishers like Liberty Fund, we would have no access to this information, and I'm boring down deeper and deeper into the understanding of how the words, the pursuit of happiness, found their way into the Declaration of Declaration of Independence. They are part of the faith statement that Thomas Jefferson, our founders, used to establish this union, and so then we can find out more about it as we study the people that influenced their minds, you know? And it has a lot to do with this idea, this pursuit of happiness has a lot to do, in the end, with beneficence and benevolence. and charity, if you will. The goodness of a man's heart and his spirit. And as what was his name, de Tocqueville said, you know, America will cease to be good is when the American people cease to be good. When we lose that pursuit of happiness, when we lose that particular spirit, then we'll be like no any other country, and we've become that. Took them a long time, but they've just about X'd out everything that was good and moral about our people. And continuing, to these laws every mortal should submit from public love. In a way, this is talking right directly to our subject matter, and we look at positivism, Auguste Comte, you know. He coined the term, created the science, crowned it the queen of sciences when he established sociology and brought sociology into the circle of things. But as we can see today, the super social scientists are running the whole show. They run your household through the child protective services. They tell you what's good to eat, what's good to wear, what's good to say, what's good to think, you know, what's good to feel, what you can love, what you have to hate. Where you can live, when you can live, when you can walk, when you can talk. Wow. The social scientists, they have us wired. They've researched us from prenatal all the way through to the end of our lives, cradle to grave, and beyond that, in both directions. But again, these laws every mortal should submit from public love as being contrived for the good of the whole. This is the greatest good of the greatest number. Had a great impact on Jeremy Bentham. And for the greatest private good consistent with it. And everyone may be sure that he shall be better directed how to attain these ends by the divine laws than by his own greatest prudence and circumspection. And so whether you go to look in the Bible or whether you reflect upon the laws of nature and nature's God as our founders did, that's your choice. But we have to have a higher law operative all times. We need to recognize that no matter how you feel or how you think, by whatever emotion you happen to be ruled by as your passions go from moment to moment during the day, that there is a higher law, the laws of nature and nature's God, the creator of the universe, that rule in the hearts and minds of men. And we recognize that. And we study the trivium, the quadrivium. We look at all of those sorts of things. Some people damn it all to hell for humanism, but there's much to be learned there, too. The justice of the deity is only a conception of his universal, impartial benevolence, as it shall influence him, if he gives any laws, to attempt them to the universal good. He actually writes to attemper them to the universal good, and enforce them with the most effectual sanctions of rewards and punishments. Rewards and punishments at one time sufficed. We did not need, you know, the whole Nina Pinta and Santa Maria to carry the laws over here. We brought over the laws that were written on our hearts, and some people carried a Bible. Needing little more than that, some brought Blackstone's commentaries later. But Sir Edward Coke on Littleton, Grotius, Pufendorf, all the early writers, that a good and wise God must have a perfect right to govern the universe, and that all mortals are obliged to universal obedience. How are you obliged to universal obedience? You're obliged to universal obedience in the morning when you open your eyes, you swing your legs out of the bed, and you stand on the floor and stand up in all confidence that the gravitation that you knew that kept you in bed overnight is still in effect today. Although, be careful if you're in New York City. If you spill your coffee regular there, the waitress might have to wipe the ceiling rather than the floor. It seems that the laws of nature no longer apply in New York City. Some imagine that the property the Creator has in all His works must be the true foundation of His right to govern. You know, and John Locke reflected on that too. Whatever it is that a man puts his hands to becomes his property. Or as Andrew J. Galambo said, a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life are his property. It means your children are not your property. they too have this, enjoy the same blessings. And what is freedom? But 100% control of your property 100% of the time, which of course demands the corollary, 0% control of your neighbors or your wife's or your children's property 100% of the time. Of course, while they're in their minority, they're counting on you to raise them up in the way that they should go. And failing in that, all you do is create chaos in the hood. Some imagine again that the property the Creator has in all His works must be the true foundation of His right to govern. When you start hanging planets in the space and you start telling, you know, the Creator of the universe where to go, in the meantime, you might want to be respectful, pay attention, and learn what you can. Among men, indeed, we find it necessary for the public good that none should arbitrarily dispose of the goods acquired by the labor of another, which we call his property. The goods acquired by the labor of another, which we call his property. And John Locke is here in this, as so many of the founders. And hence we imagine that creation is the only foundation of God's dominion. Had the Creator of the universe not passed from no thing to something and created all that we understand and know, including ourselves, what control or what power, what right would the Creator of the universe have over any of us in our lives? But if the reason, capital R reason, but if the reason of establishing the rights of property does not hold against a perfectly wise and benevolent being, I see no reason why property should be necessary to his dominion. Now, the reason does not hold, for an infinitely wise and good being could never employ his assumed authority to counteract the universal good. The tie of gratitude is stronger indeed than bare benevolence. And therefore, supposing two equally wise and good beings, the one our Creator, the other not, we should think of ourselves more obliged to obey our Creator. And we're dealing with philosophy here, and a philosopher indeed. But supposing our Creator be malicious, and a good being condescending to rescue us or govern us better with sufficient power to accomplish his kind intentions, his right to govern the world would be perfectly good. So if it were discovered or discerned that the Creator of the universe was malicious and didn't have our best intentions at heart, it would be our right to throw off such a Creator, you know, pee on his foot and say, "Be gone." And I think that's some of what the Bible writers tried to say when they were bringing on the guy in the red pajamas. Satan, Lucifer, the light bearer, that the Masonic order and the Shriners seem so fond of. But this is rather a matter of curious speculation than use, since both the titles of benevolence and property concur in the only one true deity. As far as we know, we can know, we are joined with infinite wisdom and power. I'll leave you with that. I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.